USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. President Trump says the federal government ready to assist as Hurricane Florence heads for a direct hit on the Carolina coast. The president has spoken with the governors of South Carolina, North Carolina, and Virginia, all in the path of the powerful storm. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster orders people living along the coast in his state to move inland.
I authorized an executive order declaring a state of emergency in Maryland in anticipation of Hurricane Florence.
Farther north in Maryland, Governor Larry Hogan declares a state of emergency.
But we are preparing for the potential of historic, catastrophic, and life-threatening flooding in Maryland.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper saying,
the forecast places North Carolina in the bullseye of Hurricane Florence.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. President Trump says the federal government ready to assist as Hurricane Florence heads for a direct hit on the Carolina coast. The president has spoken with the governors of South Carolina, North Carolina, and Virginia, all in the path of the powerful storm. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster orders people living along the coast in his state to move inland.
I authorized an executive order declaring a state of emergency in Maryland in anticipation of Hurricane Florence.
Farther north in Maryland, Governor Larry Hogan declares a state of emergency.
But we are preparing for the potential of historic, catastrophic, and life-threatening flooding in Maryland.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper saying,
the forecast places North Carolina in the bullseye of Hurricane Florence.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
North Korea back in the news. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
North Korea held a major military parade and brought back its iconic mass games to celebrate its 70th anniversary. The North Koreans rolled out some of their latest tanks for the parade, but really spent this time under North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un actually focusing on the economy and the denuclearization of the North Korean peninsula, unlike past parades. Rebecca Heinrich is a senior fellow with the Hudson Institute. She talks about what this display meant.
It's a good sign. I mean, anytime you have North Korea having one of these giant military parades and the North Korean regime is choosing not to be provocative, that's meaningful because you look at two different things. You look at the capabilities that the regime has to do harm, and then you look at the aggressive nature of the regime and what they're threatening to do. And so the threatening piece has really kind of died down, at least during this diplomatic engagement between the U.S. and North Korea. So it doesn't mean that they're going to dismantle, but it definitely means that the ball is still in play, and so the Trump administration does deserve credit for that.
This is USA Radio News.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Jewish people around the world celebrating the new year. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Jews are observing Rosh Hashanah, a celebration which lasts 2 days and kicks off a 10-day period of introspection among Jews, which culminates with the solemn observance of the holiday Yom Kippur, or the Jewish New Year. According to Jewish tradition, on the Jewish New Year, the Book of Life is opened. So on Yom Kippur, or Day of Atonement, Jews cleanse themselves of sins transgressed over the previous year. For U.S.